Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no everyone, Brother Bulla here once again sharing the good news with you. I want to welcome all my brothers and my sisters tonight. Mahalo for tuning in. I'd like to give a shout out to the Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halawa. Bless all 18 of our brothers at Halawa who showed up on Wednesday night. What a wonderful time we had to share with each other. Hallelujah. To my Waiava boys in Module 10 Cash Box program, see you next week, Wednesday, when we get back from the mainland. To my FDC faithfuls, brothers, gonna miss you this Sunday, but Pastor Scott will be coming down, hopefully. But please lift each other up, encourage each other, continue to do the good work that you've started, and may the Lord continue to bless all of you. And I'd also like to thank anyone else listening out there this evening. It's Friday, it's the end of the week, and tonight's message is where the Spirit of the Lord is. Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated, to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halawa, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and soon in the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and will be heading there shortly in the month of May. Mahalo to all those who have joined us this evening. Feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our recorded programs in a podcast format so that you might be able to download them later for your listening enjoyment. And we also have a Facebook page, social media. Our Facebook page has the same name, Free Inside Ministry, and we do have an email at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line. Send me a suggestion of what you maybe would like to hear me discuss, or let me know if the program, Free Inside Ministry, has touched anyone that you know in your ohana, your circle of friends, and what impact it's had in your life. You know, our anchor verse for this program is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future." And it goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Mahalo for tuning in tonight. Just so grateful. I want to also give a shout out to all the other pastors, ministers, and volunteers who serve behind the prison walls. Mahalo for all you do. As you know, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And as you know, there's so much work to be done. Just thank you. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, it's written, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." To God be the glory. Blessings, my brothers and sisters, my beloved, whether you're on the inside or on the outside, like we all know, you don't have to be in prison to be imprisoned. You don't have to be locked up to be locked out. You see, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, and that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. That's in Luke 4, verse 18. My beloved, I've come to share the good news with you. The good news of our Lord and Savior, our hope and our dream is to, for those of you that are incarcerated, for those of you that are sitting on the edge of your bed right now or lying down in your bunk and you're just looking up into nowhere, just your mind is tossing. You could feel the turmoil or the angst in your soul. It's just things aren't working out how you thought it would work out. I want you to know Our prison ministry's vision, our prison ministry's dream, is that one day when you do get on the other side, that you come, you praise and worship with us, with your family, at our church up in Wahiawa, 300 Wilhelmina Drive, First Assembly of God, Wilhelmina Drive, and we call it the Free Inside Church. Now, tonight's message, like I mentioned, is where the Spirit of the Lord is. Now, to complete that verse, many of us know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Pula, what are you talking about? I stay locked up. You're right. You could be incarcerated. You could be behind bars. You could be in prison. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The freedom that I talk about is not the freedom of seeing the wall in front of you. It's the freedom from seeing the wall around your heart being broken, falling down, being crushed by your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the freedom that I speak about. You see, if you look in the book of Acts in the New Testament, for our new believers, that would be Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. So the fifth book in the New Testament. You want to go to chapter 16 in the book of Acts. We'll be in chapter 16, verse 16 to 34. And this is the story of Paul and Silas in prison. I'll read two versions. I'll read the NLT version first, New Living Translation, and then I'm going to use the Jesus book after that so that we can all embrace, we can all put our arms around what I'm trying to share this evening. Once again, for those who have just turned in, this is Free Inside Ministry, 99.5, The Word. We're on Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 p.m. Mahalo. One day, as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a demon-possessed slave girl. She was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, "These men are the servants of the Most High God. They have come to tell you how to be saved." You had to pause there. Even the demons know what they're up to. Even the demons know what the followers, the disciples of Jesus are up to. Even the demons know they live in defeat, not victory. But anyway, this went on day after day until Paul got so exasperated that he turned and said to the demon within her, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And instantly it left her. In verse 19, her master's hopes of wealth were now shattered, so they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them before the authorities at the marketplace. Take a pause there. The reason that their hopes of wealth were shattered, because she was a fortune teller. It says that in verse 16, where she earned a lot of money for her masters. So now this is infringing upon their economic gain. Funny how they're making money off of doing evil things. Imagine that. But anyway, in verse 20, it continues on. "The whole city is in an uproar because of these Jews," they shouted to the city officials. "They are teaching customs that are illegal for us Romans to practice." Verse 22, "A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten, then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. So the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off." Verse 27, "The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, 'Stop! Don't kill yourself. We're all here.' The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' They replied, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household.' And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at that hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds. Then he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his house and set a meal before them and he and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. Hallelujah, the word of our Lord. Let me share the West Side version. So for those of us that were a little confused about what was going on, maybe this will give you an opportunity to put your arms around this, to embrace this, to understand the story, to understand the event, to understand what was taking place. The West Side version. One time we stay going down the place for prayer and get one slave girl that she go come by us. She get one bad kind spirit in charge of her that make her tell all the kind stuff that going to happen Bombay. She make plenty of money for her boss guys because she would tell the people what going to happen to them. Now that girl, she would walk behind Paul and us other guys and yell, "Hey, these guys, they work for the God that get more power than all the other gods. Hey, these guys, they stay telling you guys how you can come out of the bad kind stuff you just stay doing now." Now she stay saying this plenty of days and that went bother Paul to the max. He would turn around and tell the spirit that stay inside of her, in charge of her, "Because of Jesus, the special guy God went send, I tell you, for let her go." Hey, right then and there, the spirit went let go of the girl. And when the bosses for the slave girl, we know that their chance for make big bucks is all Paul, they even go grab Paul and Silas, drag them inside the open market for now go see the leader guys. The bosses for the slave girl and bring them up in front of the government guys. And the boss guys go say this, "Hey, these buggers, they Jews. And they stay make big kind trouble inside our town. They stay against all the rules for us guys, believe all the kind stuff that these buggers teach. Because those guys get the same right, like just like the Roman people, you know. All the people and come together with them and stand up against Paul and Silas. And the government guys tell the guys for take off Paul and Silas' clothes and go whip them. After they went whip them real hard, they went throw them inside the jail. They go tell the jailer guy for watch them real good. When the jailer guy went hear that, he went throw them inside the deep one, the deep jail. And he go lock their feet inside the wooden shackles. Around midnight time, Paul and Silas, they stay praying and singing songs to God. And the other prisoners and other guys inside the jail start for listening to them. Right then and there, the ground went shake real hard. So all the jail, she go hooli, she go shake one time. All the doors bust wide open. And the chains, they all go fall off all the prisoner guys. Now the jailer guy, now he wake up, he was taking one nap. When he see that the jail door stay open, he pulled out his sword for try kill himself. Because he go think that after prisoners guys in bag, I'm going to be dead. But Paul went yell, "Hey, no hurt yourself. Us guys, we all stay over here." The jailer guy went tell the other guys to bring down the lights. He go run inside the jail and we go down in front of Paul and Silas. He stay shaking real hard. You never know what for do. He went take them outside the place and say, "You guys, what I got to do so I can come out of the bad kind stuff I stay in?" They go tell him, "Trust the boss, Jesus. You can get out of all that bad kind stuff you can do. Same thing for your whole ohana too." Then they tell him and all his ohana the good stuff about the boss, Jesus. It was nighttime still yet. And the jailer guy went take them and he go wash their feet and their cuts. Right then and there, all the ohana went get baptized. The jailer guy went bring them inside his house. And now he go feed them. Now him and his whole ohana go feel real good inside. Because now they stay trust God. Amen. The word of our Lord. So, what were Paul and Silas doing at midnight? They had been accused. They had been adjudicated. They had been sentenced earlier in the day. They had been actually stripped of their clothes and whipped with the wooden rods. But it's late at night. It's midnight. They're in the inner dungeon, if you remember correctly. They are in shackles around their feet, so they are assuredly cannot escape. So what are they doing? They sing in praise and worship. What? How many of us would be able to even consider or think of even trying to do that, much less doing that? See, anytime something bad happens to us, do we start praising God and singing praise and worship, or do we sing the why me lullaby? Oh, why me? Oh, woe is me. Oh, why is me? Oh, woe is me. You know, it's always, oh, poor thing. I'm such the poor thing today. These guys were singing praise and worship songs to the Lord. Sometimes we just got to praise our way out of our storms to get to that calm waters. But interesting enough, they were singing, but who in here will sing? Said everyone. The other prisoners, possibly even some of the guards. You see, sometimes when we're worshiping God, my beloved, sometimes when we're in praise and worship, you see, we praise him for what he's done, because he's done a lot for all of us. But we worship him for who he is. Sometimes when things are going bad, man, you just got to close your eyes. You just got to start singing. You just got to start singing any song that you have that worships God, because that's going to lift you up. That's going to lift your spirits up. Once your spirits are lifted up, then physically you're going to roll those shoulders back. You're going to get jacked up for Jesus again. You're going to get no high like the Most High, and that's the high who sits on high, which is Jesus Christ on his throne, on the right hand of the throne. I stand corrected. But you got to just praise yourself out of the bad times. You see, that's what they were doing. But you never know, when you're worshiping, somebody might be listening to you. Somebody might be watching you. I was blessed to do a funeral service for a cousin-in-law on the island of Maui. We're at a beach park. We'd already scattered the ashes, and we're coming back. We're at the park area, and we're trying to close this, you know, in the eyes of our Lord, and to honor the brother that had passed on. And, you know, kind of family party action. You guys drinking some brewskis. Got the green bottles over there. Some guys, you know, throwing horseshoes, rolling dice. Got everything going. It's a family party. But either way, I'm still going to close with the word of the Lord. So I told them about choices. I told them that he was in a better place. And I just said that, you know, God heals all. And I went into a short mini message because I love funerals. I'm a little sick. I love funerals because at funerals, people know that they are going to die. We can do all we want, but we are born and then we die. And when people realize their mortality, then they understand eternity. Because when you understand your mortality, you know there is an end to this thing that we call life. But if you are a born again Christian, confessing of your sins and claiming the blood of Jesus over you and claiming the Lord and Savior as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then you go from then you go from mortality to eternity, which is wonderful. So I was doing this, I was trying to do a service, and at the end it was over, everybody's eating, and we're getting ready to leave. I had to catch a flight back from Maui to Honolulu, and this couple approached my wife and I, and they looked like a Chinese lady, a Haole guy, small baby, and they said, thank you for the kind words and the words of encouragement. And I said, oh, are you family or friends to Cousin Day? They said, oh, no. I said, oh, were you? Did you know somebody here at the service? They said, no, we didn't. And I said, may I be so bold as to ask then what you were doing? They said, well, this is a wonderful message today, and my husband would like to give his life to the Lord. It's time. So, my beloved, I'm going to tell you, you never know who is listening or who is watching you when you're doing praise and worship. Sometimes when we're down at OCCC out in Module 20, you know, when I start going in the Holy Spirit, my voice goes up. You know, I'm a big talker. I'm a big guy because I got a big God. But I had a gentleman. I had a brother come up to church in Waiahua a few months ago, and he thanked me. He thanked me for being able to speak the word of the Lord. He thanked me for being able to enunciate, to express, so that all those that weren't in chapel service in the patio, but who chose to lie down on their bunks by the windows on the corridors so that they could hear me preach, he said that's when he gave his life to the Lord. And he was grateful for that. So although my team and I might be looking at 8 or 10 men sitting in front of us in Module 20 in the patio, unbeknownst to us, there are many sitting by their windows, lying down in their beds by the window, straining to hear the word of God, straining to hear the Rhema word. My brothers and my sisters, when you share your testimony, honor God. Honor God for him delivering you from wherever you came. Do it in the boldness of the Lord, not in the arrogance of man, but in the boldness of the Lord, because you never know who just might hear the words from your mouth. So we get back and, you know, they're praising and worshiping. And the gates fell. There was an earthquake. They were free to go. But they knew, Paul and Silas, if they went, that the guard would have been killed. That's our life sometimes. If Paul and Silas were selfish, they would have bolted. They would have gone out the door and said, laters, bro, we out of here. Boom. Don't let the door hit you or the Lord. Well, anyway. But they would be out the door. But they knew the consequences of their choice before they made their choice. A lot of times we don't know the consequences of the choices we make till it's too late. Right here and here is godly discernment. There's wisdom right here. They knew that if they left the prison, that the guard would be killed or he would kill himself. So there they are looking at freedom in the eyes of the world because they're already free inside because of the Spirit of the Lord that inhabits them. But here they are looking freedom from the prison, freedom from their suppression, freedom from their incarceration as the world would see it, and they chose to stay. But not only them, all of the prisoners stayed. It looked like the coast was clear, that they had a clean shot, and there'd be a few collateral damage if they did leave, but they were wise. They listened to the word of the Lord, and they knew what they had to do. But you see, it's out of their obedience, and it's out of their compassion they were able to save the guard and his family when they shared the word of God with them. You see, sometimes we can't take the easy road. Sometimes we can't take the easy route. Sometimes it's going to be a little difficult. Sometimes the decision we have to make doesn't make sense, but God will make sense out of that. Sometimes it doesn't look right, but it is right. You see, it's nothing about a big church, a big religion. It's just about you and Jesus. Do you have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. My beloved, religion looks good. It just doesn't work. Come to me, all of you that are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, for my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's troubles is enough for today. You see, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy, but my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you'll find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. My beloved, Paul and Silas had a situation. They had a decision to make. The coast was clear. They could leave the area, but it would come at a cost. The cost would have been the life of the officer that was entrusted to watch over them. So even though they could be walking in freedom, imagine that. They would still be in bondage because of their actions. They chose to stay where no one else would stay, but because of their obedience. Because of their obedience, the soldier and his entire family were saved. Sometimes it takes a little bit more obedience than we'd like to admit to. But if the only way we're going to hear the voice of the Lord, if the only way that we're going to hear the feel the compassion of Jesus running through our veins, we're going to have to take some things to where it might hurt a little. But in the end, God is still in control. The last time I checked, God is still in control. God's not worried about the stock market. God's not worried about natural disasters. Things happen, but God is still in control. No matter what personal challenges or trials and tribulations you're going through, God is still in control. Imagine how when you look back in your life years forward now, when right, you could be looking at your life now from a few years ago and things have changed and you look like, wow, it could have got worse, but it's not that bad. For some of you, you say, what are you talking about, Bull? I'm in prison. It's pretty bad. No, I don't think so. I disagree with you on that. Because I think if you're still outside doing the stuff that you was doing, either you'd be dead or it'd be worse off. Being inside where God has separated you from the chaff. God has separated you from the element that got you in trouble. God has separated you from the world so that you could be delivered by the word. God has chosen to take you out of the mud and the miry clay that you were in so that he could mold you. He could make you malleable. He could form you into the likeness of his image that you were created. You weren't redeemed to be a criminal. You weren't redeemed to be an abuser. You weren't redeemed to be an alcoholic. You weren't redeemed to be an addict. You weren't redeemed to be a liar. You weren't redeemed to be a thief. You weren't redeemed to be on the bottom of the barrel. You're redeemed by the blood of Jesus to be all that the Lord has already planned for you. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. That's Jeremiah 29:11. It's right there in the Bible. That's a promise made not to me, not to you, but to everyone. Everyone who calls upon the name of Jesus to save them. The wonderful thing about Paul and Silas, they set a wonderful example. After being ridiculed, after being accused, after being adjudicated and beaten in a public spectacle, late that evening, they made the conscious choice to take a chance to change things through their praise and worship, through their singing to their Lord and Savior, the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher, the bright and shining morning star, Jehovah Jireh. They prayed to Yahweh, the great I Am. They called out to Him. Oh, my beloved, sometimes we better stop having that pity party and just have a holy roly party. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Get up with that attitude of gratitude, and you'd be amazed at the altitude for the rest of the day. Attitude of gratitude determines your altitude. Sometimes we just got to praise ourselves into a frenzy. Praise ourselves into realizing how lucky we are. Praise ourselves to a position where we're thankful for what the Lord has done. Praise ourselves to be thankful for the blessings God has given our family. Praise ourselves to get in a better place in our mind. Oh, my beloved, what a wonderful time. What a wonderful time where you're at right now to get close to God. He's waiting for you. He's calling for you. He's waiting to hear your voice to say, Abba, Father. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, Papa. I need you. My beloved, it's Friday. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Monday will be here soon enough. You're too blessed to be stressed. You're too divine to whine, and you're too anointed to be disappointed. God bless you.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.